Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Madison Lane, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. Now, I know what you're thinking, stoicism? Sounds a bit serious, right? A little heavy on the ancient philosophy vibes. And trust me, I get it. But hear me out, we're not talking about becoming some stone-faced philosopher living in a cave. Though, that sounds kinda peaceful sometimes. We're talking about building inner strength and resilience, the kind of stuff that helps you navigate the crazy roller coaster of life with grace, even when things get tough. And honestly, who doesn't want a little more of that? Especially in today's world where it feels like there's always something demanding our attention, right? We're constantly bombarded with deadlines, notifications, and expectations. It's enough to make anyone feel burnt out. That's why today we're diving deep into a topic that might just be the secret weapon for success, prioritizing self-care. Yeah, you heard me right. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it as fueling your engine. If you don't take care of yourself, how can you expect to run at your best? So let's break down some key takeaways that will help you build a self-care routine that actually works for you. First off, remember that self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those are definitely amazing. It's about identifying what truly nourishes your mind, body, and soul. Ever felt like you're constantly running on empty? That feeling of being drained and overwhelmed? Well, that's a clear sign your self-care tank is running low. So how do we fill it back up? It's about making conscious choices to prioritize activities that bring you joy, reduce stress, and leave you feeling refreshed. Think about it. What makes you feel truly alive? Is it spending time in nature, listening to your favorite music, catching up with loved ones, or diving into a good book? These are all forms of self-care. It's about recognizing your needs and actively making time for them. You know that feeling when you finally sit down after a long day and just breathe? That's pure self-care in action. Now, I know what you're thinking, but Madison, I'm so busy. And yeah, life can get crazy. But here's the thing. Even small moments of self-care can make a huge difference. You don't need to schedule a spa day every week, though that would be amazing. Just try incorporating little things into your routine. Taking a few minutes each morning for mindful meditation, going for a brisk walk during your lunch break, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence before bed. These tiny acts of self-love can add up to big changes in how you feel. Remember, self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about investing in yourself so that you can show up as your best self, in your relationships, your work, and all areas of your life. When you prioritize self-care, you create space for joy, creativity, and overall well-being. Let me tell you a quick story. I was feeling completely overwhelmed a few months back. Deadlines were piling up, my to-do list was a mile long, and I was just running on fumes. I knew something had to change, so I decided to take a step back and prioritize self-care. I started with small things. Waking up 15 minutes earlier for a yoga session, taking short walks during the day, and making sure I was getting enough sleep. It wasn't easy at first, but slowly but surely, I started to feel the difference. My stress levels decreased, my energy increased, and I felt more focused and productive. So how does this relate to you? Think about those moments when you're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, or just plain burnt out. What could be a small act of self-care that could help you in those situations? Maybe it's taking a 5-minute break to listen to your favorite song, going for a quick walk around the block, or simply closing your eyes and taking a few deep breaths. Remember, even small acts of self-care can make a big difference. So start today, prioritize yourself, and watch how much more resilient you become. As always, thanks for tuning in to Build Your Stoic Core. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it with a friend who could use a little boost of self-care wisdom. Until next time, keep building that core.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.